Today, we're off to Anaheim, California, home of the mouse, but also the monkey. It's the Big A, Angel Stadium, on this week's episode of Ballpark Road Trip. Welcome to Ballpark Road Trip. In this podcast, we will be traveling around to each major league city and talking to locals who know their home ballparks inside and out. I'm your host, Jacob Russell Snyder, and if you're listening to this podcast, you like ballparks, or you're planning on visiting a ballpark sometime in the future, well, you've come to the right place. Here on Ballpark Road Trip, we will pick a different ballpark every week and cover everything you need to know for your trip, including transportation, tickets, food, places to visit while walking around. We'll talk pre-game traditions, post-game spots, and anything else to help make your visit a success. This week's episode of Ballpark Road Trip is brought to you by Johnson's Oversized Letters. Johnson's Oversized Letters, when you really need a big-ass letter for your parking lot. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ballpark Road Trip. I'm your host, Jacob Russell Snyder, and today we are going to a ballpark that was my home ballpark for about 4 years while I was in college. Angel Stadium, or Anaheim Stadium, or the Big A, or the former Edison International Field of Anaheim. Did they call it the Ed? Did they used to call it the Lighthouse? Well, whatever you call it, it's not a bad place to watch a ball game. It doesn't make it up very high on a lot of people's rankings because it is one of the older ballparks. But you know what? I love when you can go to a ballpark and get a total sense of the place where that ballpark is located. And I definitely feel that way with Angel Stadium. Whether it's the warm Southern California temperatures, the palm trees, or the very distinctive Disney-inspired rocks in left center, you just know that you are in Orange County. So for this podcast, we are only really going to take a deep dive into the 30 current MLB ballparks. I've been to multiple ballparks that are now out of use in my life, and I will mention them and maybe give you a couple thoughts, but we're really going to focus on the current MLB ballparks that you can visit. Angel Stadium was the fourth MLB ballpark I visited as a kid, behind the Oakland Coliseum, Candlestick Park, and San Diego's Jack Murphy Stadium. My aunt lives in San Diego, and I used to go down to visit her by myself once a year. She knew I was a big baseball fan. She would always give me a Padres jersey with my name and my age on the back. But it wasn't my last name. It was always my first name. So it would say, like, Jacob, 9. Jacob, 10. Jacob, 11. I begged her, can't you please put my last name on there just like a normal baseball player? But I liked them. I had them all hanging in my closet. But anyways, we would go to a Padres game, and there were two things that 9-year-old me loved about the Murph. First, I loved those big spiral ramps that flanked the outside of the stadium. Those were really cool. But most importantly, I thought it was amazing that they didn't just have a merchandise stand like at the Coliseum. They had a team store. That's right. Can you even imagine a whole store in the ballpark just for Padres merchandise? What are they going to come up with next? But in terms of current MLB ballparks, the second one that I visited, which means the second one on our list, is the Big A.
Angel Stadium.
I first went to the Big A in, I believe, 1990 or so. I don't remember exactly when, but I know I was young because we had relatives that lived nearby in Brea, California, and my first glimpse of what was then Anaheim Stadium was heading on the 55 freeway on our way to Disneyland and going right past the stadium. We later found out that the Angels were in town, and the next night we headed to the ballgame. Now, this was the old stadium, the version that was fully enclosed and shared with the LA Rams. So, at this point, it reminded me a lot of Candlestick Park in San Francisco because it also started off as a baseball-only ballpark and was then enclosed to house a football team. Secondary press box down the third baseline. But it was later in college that I really got to know Angel Stadium. I went to college at nearby UC Irvine, and I lived in Newport Beach, just like Angel's star first baseman, Mo Vaughn. And although I never went to his house, I'm going to say my house was probably nicer. But anyway, I would go to Angel's games when the A's were in town, which meant at least 2 to 3 games a year, and my work, the Discovery Science Center, a big cube right near Angel Stadium, got us all a box for an Angels-Dodgers game, which was pretty cool. At this point, Disney had already bought the team and renovated the stadium. You had the rock formation out in center field, a new sandstone and green-colored facade, and a return to a baseball-only park, plus some big oversized batting helmets at the front of the stadium. It's not a bad place to watch a game. Like I said before, it fits right in with its Southern California surroundings. Very comfortable, great weather, but still one of the older parks in the majors. I will admit, I haven't been there since 2006 when I went to the inaugural World Baseball Classic there. I believe I saw U.S. versus Dominican Republic. And by the way, if you ever get a chance to go to a WBC game, do it. I can't recommend it enough. The atmosphere is incredible. We'll have to do a segment or an episode on that later. But for more on Angel Stadium, we're going to talk to Rob Rahm. Rob is with us from Anaheim. Actually, you live nearby Orange. What do you do, Rob?
Well, as far as what I do, I mean, I technically work from home full time. I'm a VP of marketing at Alta Labs.
Okay.
We do like wireless and networking products. So I'm full-time remote. The company's based in Utah. So it's great that last year I got out to 57 games. So
how long have you been going to games?
As far as I can remember, I have a streak as far as opening day games since 96.
And so you have been going to games since the old version of the stadium that was enclosed with the Rams as well?
Yeah, I even went in the 70s when Nolan Ryan was on the Angels and the Big A was in the outfield. Yeah, I was a kid then, but those are some fond memories.
Do you have a favorite version of the stadium?
I would say the original with the Big A in the outfield was the best.
Nice. Do you sit in different places throughout the stadium when you go to games, or do you have a spot that you like?
I definitely sit different places, but a lot of the games I catch in the outfield and right field. That's where my buddy's seats are. We're those old guys that will take their gloves to the game, but you know, we don't take any baseballs from kids or anything like that. But I did one year I got a Mike Trout home run ball. During the home run derby, I caught a home run ball from David Ortiz, who won the home run derby in Anaheim.
When was the last time the All-Star game was down in Anaheim?
2010.
We have a lot of people who will be coming into town and trying to knock off Anaheim Stadium or Angel Stadium off their list. And this podcast is kind of for those people to help them out. So if they were going to go to an Angels game, let's go through it with them. Can you take public transportation to an Angels game, or is it a driving culture?
No, you definitely can take transportation. It's actually really centrally located as well. So right next to it, there's the Arctic Transportation Center, which is where the train goes. Also, there's buses that go there. You can pick up public like taxis, Ubers as well from there.
And if they do want to drive, plenty of, you know, it's a big parking lot surrounding, so not difficult to find parking. Have you ever parked anywhere besides the lot, or is that basically the place to park?
Well, the lot, in comparison to other major league ballparks, is pretty cheap as far as pricing goes. So that's a good thing. It's easy in and out. There are, you know, obviously little quirks and things that can help you get in and out quicker. But there's plenty of parking outside the lots as well. And a lot of people do like to do that because it is even cheaper.
Yeah.
And it is easier in and out than obviously if it's a full stadium, the parking lot gets a little congested on the way out, but it's nothing like our up neighbor to the north, Dodger Stadium is a nightmare to get out of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They are known for coming late and leaving early so they can get out of that parking lot.
Exactly.
Is there any kind of pregame culture or anything at Anaheim? You guys, is there a tailgating culture or are there places around before the game?
That's one thing that is great. There is tailgating allowed at Angel Stadium. So over near the Big A, they have a designated area where you can tailgate. You can even bring in RVs. So like the first weekend, my buddy Joe's going to have his big camper out there. So we're going to tailgate for that. And there's plenty of bars and restaurants near the area on both sides of the stadium. Right across from Angel Stadium, there's a great bar, Golden Road Brewery, that has a huge patio, and you could see the stadium from there. There's also a Carl Strauss right next to that. And then over by the Arctic Transportation Center, there is currently a place called J.T. Schmidt's, but they're going to be renovating that. The Ducks have purchase that entire area, and they're going to turn this into like a major development with restaurants and bars as well.
So people come, they want to go to the game. Do you recommend, if they're going to get tickets, just going through the team, or is it better to go through a secondary market in Anaheim?
I think it's best to look at all the options. So there are several different, you know, obviously third parties, and then the Angels will have certain deals as well. You should, if you're planning to come to Anaheim, you should sign up for the Angels newsletter, because they will send out different ticket specials each month.
Oh, okay.
So that's something you definitely want to do. One of the ticket vendors that is on their radio, their flagship radio station, and is located right by the stadium, is called 714 Tickets. Not necessarily, I'm not getting any promo from them,
but yeah, sure.
They do have great prices a lot of times on games. You know, obviously the closer you get to the game, unless it's a big game, the closer you get to the game, the prices go down. And also, you know, there's all the other vendors like StubHub and things.
That's great. Where do you recommend in Angel Stadium that people sit in order to get a good sense of the ballpark, or to maybe a good view?
So if you're able to, and you can put up the money, I would definitely recommend the better seat you can get, especially if it's your one time at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, you're already spending money on transportation, on everything to get there. Buy some good seats.
Yeah. Are there any areas that you need to know about how the sun works down there, where you're going to be in the sun and where you're going to have maybe the sun in your eyes if it's a night game or whatnot?
The later that you get in the year, as it gets more towards summer, like in right field, the sun will be out there a little bit, like in the first couple innings.
Gotcha.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it's not that hot at that point, but obviously in the day games, you're in the sun in any of the outfield seats. You can walk anywhere in the stadium, which is great. Like they don't check your ticket. Only the Diamond Club and the club level are the only areas that you cannot access,
okay.
But you can walk anywhere else in the stadium. So, and above the terrace level, which, you know, there's the field level, then the terrace is right behind it. Uh-huh. Above the terrace, there's areas where you can stand, and that's all covered. So if you ever get too hot in the sun, you can just go stand and watch the game. They have lines drawn out where you have to stand behind those lines.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to stand there the entire game. So it's nice to, you know, get up and move around and get different views, especially if it's your only time at the ballpark.
Yeah, speaking of which, you know, if you're doing that mid-game walk around the ballpark, maybe you're not a fan of the Angels or the visiting team, and so you just want to be there for the stadium, where are some places that you can visit and you would recommend people go while they're there to make sure they don't miss out on any cool places in the ballpark while they're there?
So on that terrace level, they have a new right behind home plate area. There's a new, like almost like a museum of artifacts from the games. So they have like Mike Trout. I don't know what they're going to do with Ohtani now, if uh-huh. they keep his stuff up, but
yeah,
you know, things like from no hitters, from all the different kinds of amazing games that have been through Angels history. So that is now really nice. That's a recent addition the last couple of years, actually.
And that's behind home plate.
It. Yeah. It's behind home plate, but on the terrace level.
Okay.
So behind home plate on the field level, they have the World Series trophy and all the memorabilia related to the World Series. And there's like a video replay that they show highlights from the World Series and the moment that they clinch, there's like a big mural. So all that's on the field level, right in front of the main team store.
Okay.
And then I know a lot of people like to get game used memorabilia over by the team store towards the third base side between the Diamond Club and where you first start getting on the terrace on the field. But you can buy like game used jerseys, game used helmets, autographed items. And it's definitely something worth checking out, even if you're not looking to buy it, just something that a lot of people would like to see, I think.
So on TV, we're always seeing the rock pile or the big Disney-fied fountain and rocks in the outfield. Is there anywhere to hang out there? Is that an area for people to hang out, or is that just something nice to look at from your seat?
So right behind the rock pile, there are like picnic tables and benches that people can sit on, and there's food and beer vendors back there. Sometimes they'll have, like if you rented it out, you can get, you know, for your company, like a party pregame or whatever, and they'll block it off and reserve it for your group or whatever.
Oh, nice.
There's also a center field camera out there, and there's a Coors Light patio that's out right there as well, right by the rock pile.
Okay.
And one thing that not public people can see normally, I've been lucky to go there a few times, but below the rock pile is actually where the groundskeepers have their clubhouse, and it's called Club Rock. So it's actually really cool, and it's like a major league clubhouse, but it's for the groundskeepers, and they've had all the players out there, and Artie Moreno, and it, like the walls are signed by all the different players.
Oh, wow.
Throughout the history, and it's pretty cool. Like it's a nice place for them to unwind and hang out when they're not busy working.
Now, do you have to know someone to see that, or is that something you can maybe see on a ballpark tour or whatnot?
Unfortunately, they don't do that on the ballpark tour, which I think they really should actually, but they do not. And I don't even think they mention it. But yeah, you definitely have to have an inside connection for that. It's not a. I've only done it a few times out of all these years that I've been at the ballpark, but it was still cool.
So
they
used to
have ballpark tours, though.
Have ballpark tours.
Yeah. So, and those are great. Now they are incorporating them. You know, they have them on off days, but this last year, I think was the first time, maybe the year before, it was the first time that they actually integrated offering them the day of the game. So if you went the day of the game, especially like, I think I went against the Dodgers, which the crowd to get in is like a little more hectic and everything. You're already in, and you get this, you get to hang out, and we got to watch batting practice, not on the field, but like from the seats. And
yeah,
so it was that's worth cool. it. I think the price varies based on what the team is. I think it starts at $50 and maybe goes up from there.
I've noticed that teams are starting to do a special kind of pregame tour, which is tour, maybe batting practice, and then you go and watch your game from there. So that's a great offering that the Angels are having. So I haven't been to Angel Stadium since, I don't know, maybe 2006. And when I used to go to games back in the early 2000s, I wasn't very impressed with the food, because at that point it was, you know, it was brands that I knew, like Carl's Jr. and Green Burrito, and I don't know if it was Domino's Pizza or whatnot. But how's the food these days? I'm not big on seeing recognizable fast food brands at the ballpark. How is the food these days at Angel Stadium?
There's still no shortage of the famous brands like you're talking about. The only famous brand that I think is a good deal and good food, they have a Jersey Mike's out in center field.
Okay.
So like the pricing of the sandwiches are pretty comparable to where if you went to the actual store, you know, and whereas most ballpark food is heavily inflated, right? So
right.
I feel like that's a good deal. One of our favorites is the Helmet Nachos. So there's places throughout, they have little stands that they sell these nachos with chicken on them. But on the first base side, there's one area where they sell them. You can pick carne asada or chicken, and the carne asada is really good.
Oh, so nice.
Definitely recommend that. out in right field up on the club level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a restaurant bar out there. That place has pretty good food, but it's constantly changing. So I think the last it was Brewery X. I don't know if it's going to continue to be Brewery X for the upcoming season. Obviously, they change things year to year, but...
Do you have to have a club level ticket in order to go to that restaurant bar on the club level?
No, you don't. That's the good thing about that. And they do have reservations that you can make. There's like an online, you could probably Google that.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily need a reservation, but you may have to wait some time depending on the day and the game, obviously, the capacity and the crowd. It does help though, like if, say it's a really cold day or a really hot day and you go and you want to hang out inside to get away for a little bit, you know,
right.
There is seating along the windows, but you know, of course you still have a window in front of you and your view is not quite as clear as the seating outside, but the outside seating is pretty nice actually.
Is there anywhere else that you would recommend people kind of stay away from when they're looking at tickets? Are there any places that get really high up there or kind of the views get a little obstructed at all?
I'm not a fan of the upper deck, but I mean, I know a lot of people want to sit up there just because obviously the pricing is the best.
Right.
But there are some areas that the pricing is actually pretty good. Like it's a little bit obstructed, but you have a pretty good view of the game on the field level out in right field, like not in the right field seats, but there's like a little gap where it used to be the bullpen area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So the seating on the field level in those last couple sections, there's like a famous seat actually that's painted red where Scott Spezio hit his 2002 Game 6 World Series home run that led to the comeback that the Angels won the World Series. That area right there, those seats are discounted and a lot of times they're pretty comparable to like sitting upstairs. So all day long, I would rather sit down there than on the top level. The only good thing the top level offers, sometimes they have this like a family meal pack, like for four tickets, four hot dogs and four drinks for like $44. So, you know, as a budget family, I'm sure that, you know, people would like to take advantage of that.
So Angels are known for a couple different traditions. I don't know if either of them are still part of the game day experience, so we'll go over them. Rally Monkey, that's still a thing in Anaheim? Yeah, I know that the year that I was there, that's when it was birthed. It was born when I was there.
It's still a thing. So
if you're behind in the late innings, is that when it comes on?
Yeah, it's supposed to only be when it's behind in the late innings, but I feel like they've been kind of stretching the rules a little bit sometimes lately. But yeah, we're supposed to be behind and it's only like this after the seventh inning.
Yeah, so then you get your Rally Monkey on the screen. How about the Thunder Sticks? Is that still a thing in Anaheim?
No, they haven't had those in quite some time. Not a thing.
But that was a big thing for that 2002 World Series, I believe. I believe everyone had their Thunder Sticks and were
it was hitting huge. Them together. The sound was, it was impressive.
Do you put yourself pro or anti Thunderstick camp?
I'm pro because it made a huge difference that year. And I mean, I even saw, you know, we started the season in 2002, 6-14, and then they started just playing, tearing it up. And in May, I think it was a series, the Chicago White Sox came into town and they gave out Thundersticks for the first time. And the crowd was just at that point, this was in May. So when we had them in the postseason, it made such a huge, huge difference, I feel like, in, you know, just the environment.
Yeah. So now 20 something years later, any other traditions or in-game entertainment that people should make sure they're at their seat for, as opposed to walking around? Some people have enjoyed the Kiss Cam recently. Some people like on dog days when you can bring a dog and they have the Simba Cam that you lift your young dog over their head while they play Circle of Life from Lion King. Anything fun? Any sausage races or?
Well, I would definitely suggest for people to be in their seat, you know, several minutes in advance of starting time, because I am a fan of seeing the national anthem in person, you know. Mm-hmm. But also the Angels have a video tribute, like throughout their history, they play Calling All Angels by Train.
All right.
And they show all the history of, you know, the Angels organization. And it's a pretty cool video montage.
I like to ask a couple questions to everyone from all around the country to see their different answers. But I'll leave you with two questions. First question I have is, in Orange County, in Anaheim, people have the opportunity to go to one game. They come into town for the weekend, but they can only see one game. Do you recommend a Friday night game, a Saturday, I don't know if that's a night game in Anaheim or day games, or a Sunday afternoon game? What do you recommend people if they can only see one game?
Well, my personal preference is day baseball, but I think it depends on what the person is trying to achieve. You know, if they're like a family and they want to see the fireworks, one of those nights, you know, they used to be Fridays, now they're like Saturdays, they have fireworks, which to me, it's also a good way for you to get out quicker. If you want to leave when the fireworks are starting, you usually can get out of the parking lot much easier.
Now, aside from the players on the field, the team that you've loved so much, the people you go with and the experiences that you're making and the memories that you're making, what is your favorite thing about going to a game at Angel Stadium?
Just being able to watch Major League Baseball 5 minutes from my house. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So I will add, I do like having some beers while I'm watching the game. So.
Yeah. I think that ballparks are really great reflections of the areas that they are in. What at Angel Stadium says Orange County to you the most?
That's a pretty good question. I would say the fan base being relaxed and inviting and friendly. Sure, we have our rivalries and we get some interactions going, but I feel like out-of-towners are probably embraced more by us than a lot of other places. So
you can feel safe wearing your visiting jersey to the game without being hassled?
Yeah, unless it's a Dodgers Ohtani jersey.
Yeah, I would hassle someone too. You're in a more suburban area, right? This is a very suburban kind of feel as opposed to your downtown urban experiences. Yeah.
For sure.
And that's your fan base in a lot in Anaheim is, I mean, as much as it's the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, or do you still have it of Anaheim at the end? Is that still?
No.
What do you call your team? Los Angeles Angels?
I do not refer to them as Los Angeles. That's a very bitter, you know, stinging point actually that Moreno did that, but, it's kind of insulting to all of Orange County and to.
Sure.
But again, Orange County were too nice to people. You know, I was always vocal about, I actually tried to talk to him about it before he changed the name, but he didn't want to have anything about it. So
you should have been a little stronger with that. You were a little too nice with your.
I started an online petition even. It had over 1,000 signatures.
In the early 2000s, I had a nice Oakland Athletics of Oakland shirt that I would wear to Angels games. Yeah.
See, and we're even sympathetic to the A's. Like, I love to go up to the Oakland ballpark, and it's annoying that they're moving to Vegas.
Oh, well, I think that is all I have for you right now. Are there any last things I need to know about Angel Stadium that I didn't cover or forgot to ask you? Anything that you think that people should know about?
I will give a little insider tip to your listeners that not everybody knows about, and it's not even listed anywhere.
Oh.
So when Moreno bought the team, he wanted to make sure people can afford a beer, and he, you know, at the time the prices were whatever, and he lowered them a little bit, but there's always been a $4.50 beer, like a $4.50 beer available.
Really?
Last year they switched those to 16-ounce bottles of Budweiser or Bud Light. You can get either one. for $4.50, but there was no prices listed on them anywhere. And certain kiosks even sold them, but they were out in behind in the back. So you had to ask for them.
Oh,
so it's kind of like a secret menu.
I had In-N-Out. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, exactly like In-N-Out. So, you know, hopefully they're still there, but I'm counting on the fact that they should be,
but you have to ask, you got to know to ask. Yeah. And,
or if you go like some of the little stands, they have like self-service kiosks. Just look for those like 16 ounce Budweisers or Bud Lights. And when you go to pay, you'll see that it's $4.50.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. That's a great way to end. Well, thank you so much, Rob. That's a fantastic little talk about Angel Stadium. And yeah, it's really nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Thanks for having me.
The La Jolla Angels, center fielder number 27, Mike Trout.
You know, Anaheim is actually the perfect place to make your home base while on a Southern California ballpark trip. Now, I have done a few different ballpark road trips in my life, where I have gone on a trip and seen games at least three different MLB parks. And although I visited the three ballparks at different times of my life, this is how I would accomplish this Southern California trip. First, if you're going to Southern California, you are going to want a car. It's just car culture in California, and things are pretty spread out and not easily accessible by public transportation. So whether you drive your own car or you fly in, and I recommend flying into Orange County's John Wayne Airport via Southwest or whatnot, and you rent a car, you'll be glad you have it. Once you have your car, I recommend booking a hotel in Anaheim. Of course, you're going to be close to Disneyland, so there are plenty of hotel options to choose from. But if I were doing this, I would look to book a hotel right by Angel Stadium. I found three within 15 minutes walk of the ballpark, so I could save money on parking when I go to the Angels game. Now, it's not like a downtown situation. It's very suburban and there's a huge parking lot surrounding the ballpark, but you can still walk about 15 minutes from one of the hotels close. Anyways, then after the game and after my night in Anaheim, I would drive up the 5 freeway to go to the Dodger game and drive back to Anaheim after the game. That could be anywhere from a 35 to 75 minute drive, depending on the time of day, but it's right down the freeway. So if you're going during rush hour traffic for like a 7 o'clock game or a night game in LA, just make sure that you give yourself enough time. But that also means after the game, it'll be a quick breezy 35, 40 minutes back to Anaheim, all down the 5 freeway. While you're staying in Anaheim, you can of course go to Disneyland, it's not too far away, but you can also visit one of Southern California's fantastic beaches without having to drive all the way into Los Angeles to go to one of those famous beaches like Venice Beach or Santa Monica Pier. You have plenty of great beaches in Newport Beach. I'm thinking Corona del Mar, or the Balboa Peninsula, or you could go a little further south and head to Laguna Beach, which is really a cute little town, all of which are around 30 minutes away from your hotel in Anaheim. And then, when you think about going to San Diego, you can decide whether you want to make a long day trip of it, or whether you want to spend the night in the Gaslamp Quarter and fly out of San Diego Airport. It's kind of up to you. I like the idea of being able to walk from my hotel to the game and then stopping in the neighborhood, but if you're not staying downtown, you could just come back to Anaheim. It's up to you. San Diego is a great city, but sometimes you do what you have to do. We'll talk more about San Diego when we deal with Petco Park. Well, folks, that's our show for today. I'd like to thank my guest for talking to us about Angel Stadium. Next week, we are going to be leaving California and traveling all the way across the country to Oriole Park at Camden Yards. I hope you will join us for that show. Until then, this is Jacob saying, I hope you'll join us for that show.
Thank you for listening to Ballpark Road Trip. If you like what you hear, Feel free to follow the show on Instagram at Tours with Jacob. If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can send us a message on Instagram or feel free to email us at tourswithjacob@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any recommendations you have for your home ballpark. You can send us an audio recording by using your voice memo app on your smartphone and emailing it to tourswithjacob@gmail.com. Please keep your suggestions and recommendations to a minute or less, but feel free to send as many as you'd like. We'll make sure to get them on the show at some point. Thanks for listening. See you next time.